This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this morning the president's engaged in a cover-up as Democrats are beating the drums of impeachment again. At the Capitol this morning, Pelosi said no one is above the law, and that goes for President Trump. She spoke after a closed-door meeting with the Democratic caucus, but not far away, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House fully cooperated with the full special counsel investigation into alleged Russian election meddling.
The idea that this White House hasn't cooperated and has resisted is completely absurd. In fact, the only people that we see resisting in this process are Democrats who are resisting the conclusion of the Mueller report.
More severe weather likely today in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Two people are dead following the second fatal floatplane crash in Alaska in a week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Taquan airplane, operated by the same company involved in last week's mid-air crash that left six people dead, went down in a harbor in southeast Alaska. The victims include the pilot and a passenger, the only two people on board. The NTSB is investigating. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The southern plain states are recovering from another round of severe storms.
Flooding has been a major concern, but not the only one. Tornadoes, more than 20 of them, were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas from early Monday into Tuesday morning. Additional heavy rainfall is expected in Oklahoma as officials urge residents to seek higher ground in some locations. And further east, damaging winds, hail, and even more potential tornadoes remain on the horizon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A county executive in New York State is asking President Trump for help with the measles outbreak. Rockland County's Ed Day wants the president to issue an executive order requiring visitors from abroad to produce their vaccination records before they can be admitted to the United States. There have now been 233 confirmed measles cases in Rockland County alone since last October. Day says the outbreak began with seven infected people, some of whom were exposed to measles in Israel. Health officials say there were another 41 cases last week nationwide, bringing the national total to 880 for the year, and that's the worst year for the disease since 1994. Chevrolet is bringing back the seatbelt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seatbelt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse. And NASA's inviting us to go to Mars. Well, sort of. The space agency's offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of a new Mars rover that will be flying to the red planet next year. More than 2 million names flew on NASA's InSight Mars mission last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Ah, Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Think that there's not a war on conservatism, then you've been under a rock, because it's clear. I mean, it's pretty crazy. You know, it's commencement time, right? And usually you get a you know, somewhat of a mix, you know, but this time, this season, it is rather prejudiced. 1% of the speakers at commencement events are conservative, 99% are liberal. What is that saying? I mean, and you've got Vice President Trump in Indiana. I mean, he's the former governor there at one university, Taylor University. You've got a dozen or so people out of protest. Walk out. Walk out of the commencement. Is this insane? I mean, you know, this is what our country has come down to. Well, Spencer Brown, Young Americans Foundation spokesman, is with us right now, and we're going to talk about their latest survey to give us the empirical evidence. Spencer, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, this is pretty dangerous when people are so marginalized and castigated to where, you know, we're going to have 50% of the country, at least fundamentally, marginalized and invalidated by not even being represented at commencement exercises across the country. I mean, what does that say about us?
Well, you know, I think most people, it's not a surprise to find that these universities favor liberals over conservatives. You know, they do that basically every day, whether it be in their official policies or how they treat their students in the classroom. But it's just sort of sad to see that, you know, the last lesson that these schools give their students before they go off into the so-called real world, they continue to favor these leftists whose messages aren't even that aspirational or that, you know, encouraging for students. You know, you're graduating college, supposedly going on to pursue a career or start the life that you want. And you've got these leftist messages basically talking about how you're a victim and how you're always going to be oppressed and somebody's always going to be, you know, trying to keep you down or have more than you. It's just a horrible sort of lesson to give students right before they head off to start the next stage of their lives.
What a great pep talk. You know, you want them, you know, at halftime of a Super Bowl game and inspiring the players with that kind of stinking thinking, right?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, these students have basically been, you know, bludgeoned with leftist talking points and leftist ideas, most of, or all of which, I guess, have been debunked through history. Mm-hmm. And so, it, you know, it's not a surprise that this is what these universities choose, is these leftists from all different areas, whether it be members of the media or business leaders or former politicians. It's not really a surprise that that's who these schools choose. But, you know, it's just, it goes to show sort of, again, the fact that conservatives are just completely, you know, at a disadvantage when it comes to college campuses.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, you've got these young kids who have graduated, who have played according to their rules, paid all the money, and in a sense, they're going off into the real world a bit ill-equipped. And they're going to hit a cement wall pretty quick to find out that that which they've been taught in school and the real world are two different places.
Well, yeah, I mean, this just the commencement speaker part is something Young America's Foundation has been tracking for, you know, more than a decade. Mm-hmm. But what we see is that what exists, these college campuses are basically just bubbles of more or less insanity where normal, you know, life and normal rules just don't really exist on these college campuses. And so what we see are students getting out of college and going into, you know, start a job at a big company or something. And they realize that, you know, they don't have a safe space anymore. They don't have, you know, therapy alpacas like they have at Berkeley sometimes. And, you know, how are they going to function when there's somebody they disagree with or somebody right. they don't particularly like? You know, like you pointed out, people are, you know, standing up, turning their backs and walking out of commencement addresses by the Vice President of the United States at their own commencement. You know, what are they going to do when they're in their first staff meeting at their new job and they disagree with something? Are they just going to get up and walk out of the staff meeting? Are they going to heckle the speaker? Are they going to throw something at them? You know, the way that students are sort of trained to behave on college campuses just doesn't align with how real adults have to behave to succeed in the real world.
Well, I often talk about the grief to happiness differential, and these kids are up for, you know, a lot of grief until they get to that happiness, and experience will teach them rather harshly because of what they've been used to, as you say. We're talking with Spencer Brown. He's with the Young Americans Foundation. It's the premier organization for conservative activism on college campuses across the country, and they've released their 27th annual commencement speaker survey today. And that's what we're talking about. Only 1% of the speakers in the top, I guess these are the top 100 universities that you cite, which is overwhelmingly leftist. Boy, you know what would be interesting, Spencer, is if we could capture a montage of the topics and, you know, sound bites of these different leftist commencement speeches. I think people might be a little bit shocked as to what's being, you know, how our kids are being sent off into life after getting their certificates of graduation.
Yeah, you know, I think it's sort of just assumed or taken for granted that colleges are liberal. But what I find is that when people actually hear, you know, the content of the lessons that are being taught and the content of these commencement speeches, people are actually really horrified because it's so much worse than what they thought it was. You know, they assume that there are people, you know, pushing, you know, liberal ideas. We need, you know, higher taxes. We need more government regulation. And obviously that's a part of it. But also it's these radical leftist ideas that are being, you know, treated basically as fact on these campuses. And so you have everything from, you know, the rejection of the gender binary, saying that there's not just men and women. There's all these, you know, you are what you feel like in the morning when you wake up and everything else. And it's just, you know, kind of where common sense and logic have unfortunately gone to die at these places that should be the centers of higher learning. And our commencement speaker survey, you know, looks at the top 100 schools in the country as ranked by the U.S. News and World Report. Mm-hmm. And what we see is just all these leftists who ironically use their speaking time to basically trash the values and the systems in America that allowed them to become prominent, that allowed these universities to amass power and wealth. And it's just very sad how sort of short their memory is, both in forgetting the greatness of America and the freedom we have, and also forgetting, you know, sort of the horrors of the systems that they pushed, you know, socialism, mm-hmm. communism, responsible for the death of 100 million people in the 20th century. And yet you have people at these leading universities saying that that's the sort of system we ought to pursue in the United States. And it's just, you know, it's out of hand and it's inappropriate.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you cite that, you know, compared to Obama, who gave a total from 2008 to 2016, a total of 23 commencement speeches, Donald Trump hasn't spoken once. That's, you know, I hadn't even thought about it, but I mean, here is somebody who is an outsider that you would think, I mean, you got a lot of young kids with ideals and wanting to go out there and make their mark and, you know, go against tradition. And here you've got somebody who is gone against tradition. He has proven to be very successful and you don't want to hear from him?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at just his life story, you know, how many different sort of careers he's had and all the different things that he's done. You know, he's been a businessman. He's somebody who has had ups and downs with that. You know, he was a TV star and a reality TV star with The Apprentice for a number of years and then ended up becoming the president of the United States. You know, just the story of, you know, sort of how he got there and the values that he pursued is exactly what students should be hearing. You know, that's a story of working hard, never giving up, always sort of believing in yourself, believing in America and the opportunities that it offered. And instead, you know, not only do we not see Donald Trump speaking at any of these top 100 universities, we also don't see any members of his cabinet. We don't see any, you know, conservative members of Congress. We don't see any conservative governors. We don't see any conservative state legislators. It's just a complete rejection of anyone who's conservative by these top universities. And instead, you know, they're tripping over themselves.
You know, what a shame and loss. Well, we got to leave it there. Spencer Brown, thank you for being with us.
My name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez us here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking with Justine Santaniello. She's back with us, multimedia lifestyle contributor. Going to be talking about her tips and top product suggestions, otherwise known as her Just Haves, which she regularly shares on the Wendy Williams Show, Good Day New York. CBS is the Couch Yahoo, amongst other places. And, of course, we're honored to have her here with us, too. And, Justine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's just around the corner. It's amazing how quick it comes every year, it seems. Summer, I'm talking about. And you've got your coolest just-haves of the season. So lay it out for us. What are some of your favorite items to help boost our fun this summer?
Yeah. So I have partnered with some of my favorite brands to really make it easy for you guys. And I think the best place to start is with fun, right? When I think of summer, I think fun. And I want to maximize that fun as much as possible. So I'm a big fan of having all the right accessories wherever you're going to go, whether that's the pool or the beach or the lake. And I'm sure you guys have seen online, on social media, pool floats are a huge trend, right? All these really fun ones for the summer. And Intex has some amazing novelty floats. They have this ride-on sea turtle. I mean, it really looks like a large, real-life sea turtle, like one that you would see in Hawaii. They have the Strawberry Island float that really has that realistic printing on it. Looks like a real strawberry. Now, these are good for the kids, of course, but they're also fun for us big kids, for the adults, right? So whether you're going to a pool party or the beach or you're taking a trip out to the lake house, let's say, these are durable, they're very easy to pack, easy to inflate, and you can find these online or in store. They're less than $25, so they're not going to break the bank either. My personal favorite is the sit and float, where you can actually sit down in the seat, in this float, and just relax and coast away in the pool. I know that I'll be taking my my annual pool selfies in that guy.
Wow, very cool. Well, you know, I love this. I love, you know, these little accompaniments that you can take with you to the pool. And, of course, that, you know, kind of lets everybody just how cool, know how cool you are by, you know, by that which you are floating on. Because anybody can float on a, you know, a raft or an inner tube or anything like that. But you got to do it with style. See, Justine does everything with style. That's
Well, you know, it's part of your whole motif, right? So, like, my daughter is obsessed with unicorns right now. They have a unicorn flow. You can get it to match your towels or your sunglasses. Have fun with it. You know, summer season is about fun. It's fun to get a little wild and crazy.
Well, speaking of fun, what is it about beach bags? I mean, there are essentials, and there's, I mean, that's also very trendy. You gotta, I mean, if you're gonna be out there, whether it's the beach or the pool, you know, that adds to the whole idea of setting up a fun time is, you know, having those beach bag essentials. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I've always been a big fan of kind of rethinking the beach bag into, like, three bags, right? So it's your larger kind of beach tote where you're putting, like, towels and, like, your water bottles. But then also, of course, you always want to have a cooler bag, and then you want to have, like, a smaller bag for your personal items, like your cell phone, your cash, personal care type items. This way you're prepared for every scenario that you can run into during the day. You don't want to stop your summer fun because you haven't packed properly. And then, of course, you also, like I said, want to have a cooler bag. So you want to have little snacks. You, of course, need to stay hydrated. And, you know, the cooler bag reminds me of my favorite topic, really, of the summer, which is summer entertaining. Do you like to entertain during the summer, Bill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Summer and entertain, that goes hand in hand. How do you have one without the other?
Exactly. It's always fun to do, like, dining al fresco. So I come from a big Italian family. We like to have a lot of summer parties. So a tip that I have is keep some fancier food items on hand. This way you can put them out and serve them if you're the host, or you can give them as a hostess gift. And there are some amazing options from Bono. They have award-winning olive oils, citrus fruit marmalades, olives. I mean, Bono is the largest extra virgin olive oil producer in Sicily. So they know what they're talking about. And you can find these really easily. Amazon, Vitacost, retailers nationwide. So keep some of those items on deck. This way you have them to serve to your guests. Or you could pack them up nicely and bring them over as a hostess gift.
Well, I got to tell you, Justin, you don't know how many times I thanked you last year because that was a great tip last year that you gave us. I embraced that, and that saved my bacon, and I thought of you. I
really?
Said, boy, oh, I did. I want you to know that. Honestly, it was just, I really appreciate, you know, these ideas that you share with us because, you know, they don't fall on deaf ears here. I mean, I'm taking notes, I want you to know. So I appreciate your gift to our audience here by helping us stay out of trouble. You know, you mentioned selfies. And, of course, sometimes people think water, phone, selfies, am I going to destroy my phone? And you also address, you know, the tech that's available to ensure the perfect summer selfie. So you're not messing things up here. So how do we do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, a selfie stick goes a long way, and don't feel like you're a tourist just because you're using one. I mean, that's honestly the best way to get the perfect angle. Mm-hmm. They do make those bags now, those bag accessories that you can put your phone into. They seal lock. This way they're protected in the water. But, you know, I always like to side on caution. So take your selfie. If you could have somebody do it for you, even better. But then put the phone away. You know, summer is about having fun and enjoying the people you're with and being in the moment. I think that's also why I love entertaining so much in the summer, because you get the friends together. You get the families together. You know, people also ask me when it comes to entertaining, what is a good idea for, like, a light dessert, because people don't want to be bogged down. They don't want anything too hot or heavy in the summer. And, you know, sticking to that Italian theme, I love biscotti. It's one of my all-time favorite snacks. But it's also a good light dessert in the summer. You could do it with some fresh whipped cream. And Noni's is by far my favorite. Mm. And what I love about them is that they are really a proud supporter of Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation in that fight against childhood cancer. So Noni's donates directly to the cause, but also they feature the foundation's logo on their product packaging. So on their Limon Biscotti year-round, but also on their limited edition, the Limoncello Pistachio Biscotti, which is super delicious. So they're donating directly to the cause there. And you guys could go to nonies.com. You could get all the info. You could even donate if you want to. Now, if you give this as a hostess gift, since we've been talking about giving items as a hostess gift, that's truly then a gift that keeps giving. And to me, that's a win-win.
Well, without a doubt, we're talking with JustHaves.com founder, the one and only Justine Santinello. Justine, as we wrap things up, you know, some final parting words for some really feel-good items and where they can go for more information.
Yeah, so, you know, my last thought is just take advantage of the warmer months. Before we know it, unfortunately, it will be cold again. Embrace getting dirty and being outside. Camp out in your backyard. Go visit the local boardwalk. Take out the bubbles and the finger paints and the sidewalk chalk. Really enjoy this time as a family. And if you guys need any more info, you could check out JustHaves.com, and you could find me on social media, Justine Santinello. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us, Justine. Lifestyle expert, the one and only Justine Santinello on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day and a great summer, huh?
You too. Thanks, Bill. Happy summer.
Money, money, money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this morning the president's engaged in a cover-up as Democrats are beating the drums of impeachment again. At the Capitol this morning, Pelosi said no one is above the law, and that goes for President Trump. She spoke after a closed-door meeting with the Democratic caucus, but not far away, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House fully cooperated with the full special counsel investigation into alleged Russian election meddling.
The idea that this White House hasn't cooperated and has resisted is completely absurd. In fact, the only people that we see resisting in this process are Democrats who are resisting the conclusion of the Mueller report.
More severe weather likely today in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the alternative, boy, there's many before us. That's what we believe in, and this is the very heart and soul and DNA of the American way of life, isn't it? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Scott Phillips joins us now. Scott is the executive director of Passages, a nonprofit that takes Christian college students on trips to Israel. Wow. What a treat that has to be, Scott, to be able to take these kids. And I had my first opportunity to visit Israel after so many years, a couple of years back. And what an eye-opening experience, and just even the spiritual experience as well it was for me.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on today. Grateful to be on.
Well, good to have you on. I got to imagine for you to take these kids to Israel and to see through their eyes. It's kind of like what we experience when we take our grandkids or our children for the first time to Disneyland. It is quite an experience, and of course, Israel is so rich in history.
That's right. That's right. It's definitely it's exciting to see the lives changed and for people to see it for the first time. My life was changed when I went back in 2005 for the first time, and I'm humbled and excited to be able to help offer that to a lot more.
Well, and of course, this is consistent with what you do, what Passages does, in terms of teaching next generations on Christian and Jewish relations. And what a field trip to be able to take them there and demonstrate to them, forget about the fake news, forget about the BDS movement and this anti-Semitism sentiment that seems to be allowed to have place in our country today. Well, of course, we're a nation of freedoms and free speech is there. But I say, well, it's good to have these freedoms, but don't forget freedom comes with responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very true. Passages really does exist to take the next generation of Christian leaders over to Israel on a 9-day trip, you know, with the goals of the trip being one, to increase Christian faith and identity. And, you know, you've been to Israel. You never read the Bible again after you after you've gone to Israel. And so, and then the second goal of Passage is to introduce students to what's happening in Israel today, let them hear from the people who live there today. And then when they get back, we have a robust alumni engagement program that really helps keep this conversation going. And one of the things that we do, to your point, is where it's possible, connect our Christian students to Jewish students on campuses across the country.
You know, the other thing to consider here, and I do want to pick up on that in just a moment, but the thought comes to mind is that for just about every American that goes to Israel, you've got to make a stop at the wall, at the prayer wall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think of all the, you know, thousands, if not millions of prayers that are there, represented there at the wall, and, you know, little notes that have been pushed into crevices of that wall that still remain and have remained there ever since people have been going. And there is something. I mean, even the President of the United States goes there. And what? I mean, at the very, in terms of, you know, our faith and hope is that we would have a confrontation in a sense, or realization of God and the truth of God. We're saying, God, you know, we're manifesting our heart's desire and our prayers here for our family. I mean, they run the entire gamut, you know, of prayers that people go, and they honor God and themselves and other people of faith by going to the prayer wall and humbly submitting their prayer request. And, you know, like President Trump and other presidents before him who've gone there, and they put him into the crevice of that wall. It's just phenomenal.
Absolutely. It's funny you mentioned that. On the wall of my office, I have a big picture that's blown up of actually one of our students, just praying at the wall. She's got a Passages backpack on, you know, and she's praying at the wall, and on either side of her, you know, are people of a different faith, you know, the Jewish faith, praying alongside of her at this wall. And so the shared experience of faith and belief. And I had someone in my office last week, they looked up at it and just started crying, you know. And I think it really encapsulates the vision and mission of what we do, you know, is for students to go and to have that impactful faith experience and also engage with another culture.
Absolutely. Yeah, and as you say, especially for them to engage with, you know, their peers, you know, in terms of age, and the experience of, you know, these young people there in Israel, you know, that, you know, the way that they're raised, and you get a sense of the reality of, you know, the different, the sense of protection, you know, that they always have to be on guard and they're ready. I mean, you see these young kids in uniforms and they're walking around and they have their guns with them. And, you know, that's their responsibility. And they're serving their country for 2 years, in some cases three. And, you know, and I had a chance to speak and ask some questions of them. And it's really it convinces me all the more. You know, I've believed, you know, for a long time, that even here in the country, I think we miss out on an opportunity to not make it part of our culture that everybody, you know, by a certain age has to contribute at least a couple of years in service to our country, whether it's in military service or some other organization that is for the better good of all its citizens.
Absolutely. It certainly is something unique in Israel. I mean, other countries do it obviously as well, but in Israel, you know that you've got 2 to 3 years, you know, women 2 years, men 3 years, in the service, in the army or similar service. And for our students have the opportunity to actually get to meet with Israeli soldiers that are around their age. And it's always an eye-opening experience for them, for sure.
Wow. Well, Scott, what is going on here? I was reading a report here recently that in terms of the rise of anti-Semitic searches on Google, the indication is that, I mean, there is an upward trajectory of these searches. What is that telling us?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think obviously the most evident anti-Semitic attacks happened, you know, the ones that everyone knows about, at least, you know, last year at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, and then most recently here in San Diego,
in Poway,
the Chabad Synagogue.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, the exactly what you're talking about, the Google searches also, you know, the number of violent attacks against the Jewish community in the U.S. doubled from 2017 to 2018. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, is putting that at over 1,800 anti-Semitic incidents in the United States.
1,800?
That's harassment, vandalism, physical assault in the U.S. I mean, that's it just can't be, you know. It's
And that's just against Jewish facilities, synagogues, and that. We're not even talking Christian churches, are we?
No. So yeah, that's anti-Semitic, Jewish-specific harassment, vandalism, or physical assault. So it really speaks to, you know, a new poll came out yesterday that I read, and 73% of American Jews feel unsafe. And this is in the United States of America.
You say 73%?
73% of American Jews feel unsafe because of all of these attacks and what's happening here in the U.S. in the last year.
Wow. That's a huge number. But, you know, in some cases, I mean, well, we've been seeing ever since these attacks that, you know, whether it's a synagogue or church, they're realizing they can no longer allow themselves to be soft targets, and they're doing what they can to protect themselves because there is this growing anti-Semitic attitude. And, of course, you know, some of the rhetoric, unfortunately, that's even coming out of the political branches of our government are not helping the cause at all, are they?
It's a valid point, and I think there's a lot we as Christians can do about it.
Well, we need to be aware, and that's the first step. And, Scott, this is why we appreciate you coming on. We're going to get into a deeper dive of the topic here. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about 18 minutes. We're coming on to it right now, 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Easy, did they, huh? I'll tell you, the war on our culture, the war on our faith, it continues. Regarding Israel and the BDS movement, I don't know if you're aware, but in the first 14 years of the BDS movement, 51 North American colleges passed divestment motions related to Israel. That is real life fact and real news, and probably a surprise to many of you to hear that. This is the kind of thing that's going on. This is why I said earlier to Scott Phillips, our guest, is that, you know, people, I think we all need to be aware that words matter. I mean, we hear that, but in practice, I think we just ignore it when it's convenient for us to do that, to, I don't know, give some sort of credence to our argument, you know, because somehow, you know, the proof in any argument, Scott, is that you can connect and, oh my gosh, communicate and maybe change some hearts and minds and have people be all the better because of what you're trying to communicate to them. But so often the language out there is one that, you know, I'm not sure it advances any cause other than it just angers people.
Yeah, man, I think one of the ways that we can best sort of you know, work on that, obviously, as Christians, is by education. You mentioned mm-hmm. that awareness, really realizing. I think first of all, obviously, the teaching of Jesus, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, so as Christians, you know, we can love our neighbor as ourselves. We can connect with our with the Jewish community where possible. And I think, you know, on a deeper level, realize as Christians that, hey, you know, our roots as Christians really exist in Judaism. The Bible was written by Jews. Jesus obviously himself was a Jew. And so I think just awareness that these things are happening and realizing what it means to us as Christians is super important.
Right. Well, you can't give what you don't have. And it starts in your immediate zip code. You know, even amongst fellow Christians, I mean, there's just too much backbiting. You know, we get too self-interested. And then at that point, I mean, what good are we going to do in connecting with other cultures when even within our own culture, we're not carrying the day? You know, you mentioned the standard of Jesus, and that should be the standard for all people that call themselves Christians. I'd rather you not call yourself a Christian if you're not going to hold that high ideal. Now, I'm not saying you got to be perfect or you're out of the club. We know better. but at least strive for that. And what happens in those moments, in fact, I was sharing with somebody earlier, Scott, we just came off of, the Lenten season and Easter. Yeah. And for me as a practicing Catholic, I was looking for a devotional for the Lenten season, and I ran into an organization called Dynamic Catholic. And there is a gentleman who has written a book about, one of the biggest lies that is perpetrated on our faith. And in this book, he talks about having holy moments. Well, and I shared that with my wife that, this is what I'm trying to do, is to just, not to have a holy life or a holy day, but just a holy moment. Can we just handle, in the name of Jesus, can we just, strive for a holy moment? And of course, when I'd have less than, my wife would point out, she'd say to me, well, not such a holy moment there, huh, Martinez? Yes, yes, admittedly. But, this is the thing about our faith. Either we are truly going to take God for his word and walk out our Christian faith and know that at times, sometimes it's easy. You run against, you come against people that are very lovable. It's easy to love those. It's the ones that are unlovable. That is the true test of our Christianity, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the idea of holy moments. I think, if we can have enough holy moments, then moment by moment, we have a holy day. And I think that's right on. I think you're right.
Well, we can give Matthew Kelly the credit for that. It really has altered my trajectory and made me more aware, as you can tell. And in case I lose context, my wife is there to remind me, bless her heart. And so definitely appreciate that.
They always are.
Appreciate that perspective. But, again, getting to the point here, seriously, and I share with people all the time, is that I need you to be the best version of yourself and the best Christian of yourself, because that encourages me. And when we come together, if we are in sync and committed to Jesus' command, then how much better off individually would we be, our families, our country, the world? We could make a difference. And I think right now, at a time especially, Scott, when you consider what's on the horizon and what is happening in our world today, the chaos, and you have to stop and consider for a moment, if it's happening here in this plane in our understanding, what's going on in the heavenlies right now, spiritually speaking? Because before it can happen here physically, it has to happen spiritually. And what I consider is what in the book of Mark, Jesus reminds us that it is the gates of heaven that suffer violence. And part two is very significant. And this is what we have to understand, because sometimes as Christian we think, oh, well, Jesus died on the cross, it's already won, we don't have to do anything. But no, we need to fight and warrior up and be prepared to defend and to demonstrate, the change in our lives, the change in our perspective, the change in our hearts as a result of our commitment to Jesus Christ. Because the second part about the gates of heaven suffer in violence, which I said was important here, and you need to catch this, is that it is the righteous that take it by storm. So it's not that we're passively going to walk through. We have got to march through, and right now there are lots of forces against the goodness that God has given us, that we have perception to apprehend, but are we living it out?
Absolutely. I think it's foundational. It really is foundational for us as Christians. Yeah, and I think the foundational sort of, when Jesus said, there's no greater commandment, love your neighbor, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. And I think if we can do that, if we can prayerfully do that, I think it helps to solve a lot of the issues that we face today, for sure.
Well, if nothing else, it sure gives us hope. And the thing is that we do know that good always wins out in evil. We may not be able to see it at that specific moment, but, when you look back and, when you've been around, the decades that I've been around, experientially, I can tell you that good always wins out over evil. I have a young son, you know, the baby of the family at 28, and he's still at that point that I was at his age, where you want to fuss a little bit and think that, hey, wait a minute, evil's gaining too much ground. Are we ever going to win here? But I keep encouraging him and saying, look, I've been there. I've passed through that road before. And, you know, like yourself, Scott, you have experiences that nobody can take away from you. It's like the blind man who can see, doesn't understand exactly what happened. All he knows is he's blind, now he sees. And, you know, for you, the same thing. There were things, you know, benchmarks, memorial marks throughout your life that you look back and you go, God was there. God brought us through that, you know, through that valley, you know, time and again. You know, that is experience that I'll tell you, all the political, you know, hangering and, you know, debates and everything like that cannot steal that from you. You know, the religious class tried to steal it away from the blind man, but hey, look at, he was a walking example of God's love and miracles.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really do. I think that you're right. You know, the hope that we have, obviously, and I think, you know, it's something so interesting that we see all the time, you know, with students, and they go over to really the birthplace of their faith, and they tap into sort of their spiritual roots, their spiritual heritage, and it's sort of just, it, time and time again, acts as a catalyst to give students hope, you know, whenever they go back to campus. You know, no matter what kind of campus they're on, there's going to be hardships, there's going to be issues, there's going to be challenges. And then obviously beyond campus, you know, when they get into their professional lives and raising families, et cetera, you know, we've seen time and time again that something like this, to go over to Israel and to see, you know, to connect with the roots of your faith, become a more rooted and grounded Christian, really does give us hope.
Now, when you talk to these kids before they go, I imagine their ideas of Israel run the entire spectrum. And, you know, these kids are coming from, you know, universities and that sort of thing. So they have been conditioned by certain philosophies and that. Give us an idea of, you know, the convert, you know, what happens, you know, what they were like before and then what they're like afterwards.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think obviously on two levels, one being the faith element, you know, obviously we have a lot of students who are amazing, committed believers before they come, and they, you know, their eyes are open to something new, something, obviously the Bible is color versus, you know, black and white, just letters on a page. They know it's tangible. They felt it. They know that these things have happened. As far as seeing what's happening in Israel today, obviously, a lot of times we can watch, you know, what the news is saying. You know, the news typically, you know, will report on things only when bad things are happening. But students can go over and they can see it for themselves. And on our program, they can hear from different perspectives, people from different perspectives, Israelis, Palestinians. They hear from different people that live there today. And I think what a lot of students walk away from is, you know, instead of seeing Israel as either a lot of them feel like, oh, this is sort of, you know, the camels and deserts and all of this, and it's not civilized, and they see that it actually is very civilized, it's very Western, you know, it's their, you know, a high-tech capital, but they also see that it's not just a war zone, you know, that it's a thriving culture,
yes,
and all the cultures that make up the modern state of Israel.
Right. Yeah, of Arabs and Jews living together.
That's right.
And in those areas where Arabs will tell you, I feel more protected living in the Jewish areas or you know, doing business in the Jewish areas than I do in my own Arab areas. That I found that to be quite interesting as well. Scott Phillips, Executive Director of Passages on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Scott.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount
amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.